body and fill me wings. Sometimes people say it's a sign that there's snakes around.
Snake feeders, what we call them.
Now, what kind of insects would you have around here that would sting you?
You wouldn't call a bee an insect, would you?
Well, that's what I guess what I mean, in that line, along the bee line.
Yeah.
I guess I don't
a bumblebee and a honeybee. Then there's an old biting fly.
Mm-hmm.
And a mosquito.
Uh-huh.
And that's about it.
Well, how about hornets?
Yeah, but I've not seen them.
Well, how about
wasp?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they have?
Yeah.
Now, is there a type of wasp that makes its nest out of
mud?
Uh-huh.
That's a mud dauber.
But now, is that a type of
It looks just like a wasp, only they're black and a wasp is brown.
Uh-huh.
And they don't sting.
They don't sting.
Uh-uh.
The dirt
dauber. Yeah, some people call it dirt dauber.
Dirt dauber, mud dauber, yeah. I couldn't remember which. How about a yellow jacket? Do they have those?
Yeah.
Now, is that...
That's a big big honeybee, it looks like.
Looks like a honeybee.
And I believe it's got a little black on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, what about the insects that, like, if you get out in the woods, or in the field either, that'll get in your skin, they really itch?
Chiggers.
And what about the insects, the green things that hop around in the grass?
Grasshoppers.
And what do you call that little fish that you use for bait?
Manna.
And the thing that a spider makes, you call
web.
It. Now, if it was up in the, like say, in the corner of your room, what would you call it?
Spider web.
And the parts of a tree that are underneath the ground, you call them
root.
And the type of tree that you tap for its syrup would be
maple.
And do you know what you call a, like if you had a group of those trees, you call it a
grove.
And now. With types of shade trees that you might have around here.
Maple and pine and oak.
How about sycamore?
Well, we have them, but I don't know.
Am I saying that right? How
yeah, sycamore.
Yeah.
And apple tree, you use them for shade.
Uh-huh. The kind of tree that comes off of, you call it a...
Cherry tree.
Do you have, is that in your yard?
No.
Oh.
Man brought these yesterday.
Now, have you ever heard of a kind of a tree? No, not a tree. I guess it's a big bush called a, say it different ways, called a, I don't know how you say it, called a shoemake?
Yeah.
Now, you say it for me.
Shoemake.
Shoemake. I don't know if I'm saying it right or not. They have those around here.
Yeah.
But
they don't. You don't get so awful big.
They don't get real big. They just... Well, now, what kind of bushes or something, or vines or something, now, if you were to brush up against them and make your skin break out?
Poison oak.
Now, what kinds of berries would you have around?
Blackberries and strawberries and raspberries and blueberries and gooseberries and huckleberries.
Is that every kind you got?
Well, now, some of them's not as plentiful.
Uh-huh. Some kind of berries that grow in the woods that if you eat them it would kill you. You'd say those kind of berries are
poison.
What do you call? Well, now what is it? I don't guess what you call. What's the difference? And you'd know this living up here. What's the difference between laurel and rhododendron?
Now I don't know the difference.
Is there any difference? Or there may not be a difference.
There is a difference.
Uh-huh.
I believe the laurel might be white and rhododendron's pink. I'm not sure.
But do they raise those? Not raise them. Of course, they grow wild, I guess, up here.
They have some here.
There's some around here.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, I don't know if they have this tree this far north, a big tree that has big, shiny green leaves and then has these big, white, sweet-smelling flowers on it.
Honeysuckle?